Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Monday, May 14. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
We were not supposed to be here this morning, but we are dedicated to you, dedicated servants, and we're here every morning.
Yep.
Yeah. I was supposed to be away, and I was away.
Yeah.
But I came back early. I went to Mammoth Lakes, which is in the Sierra. They call it the Eastern Sierra or something.
Yeah.
Sierra Mountains. So it's between California and Nevada. Very high elevation there, okay? Mm-hmm. Apparently, I thought it was 8, but it's about 9,000 feet. Now, the top of the mountain itself is 11,000, but, you know, that's usually like the altitude airplanes fly in.
Right, right, right.
Okay, not the
30,000 feet.
Well, 30,000 feet, that's airliners, but yeah. I talk about, like, you know, private
planes
and
like
stuff.
The no seatbelt sign goes off at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But obviously the air is very thin there. So I was there for a little over 24 hours, and I realized that I can't breathe.
Shit.
The air is really thin. I'm having a hard time breathing. And then when I woke up in the morning, I don't even know how I managed to sleep just because I was so tired. But in the morning when I woke up and just lying in bed, I thought, fuck, man, how do I get out of here quickly? Because, I mean, it's very stressful when you can't breathe.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy it. It doesn't sound like that was a good time.
No, and it was constant, you know. So I thought, I can't get out of here soon enough, you know.
Right.
What's going to happen? I'm going to have to call emergency or something, you know. So I had to cancel the second night, got in the car, came back. But I got to tell you, the first day was so much fun. It was snowing. It was raining. Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Why? No. Well, I was looking forward to nice weather, but so I got there because I wanted to go and travel around and see
right. The
lakes and all that stuff. But then when I got there and it was raining and snowing, I thought, wow, you know, this is cool. Because I don't get to be in that kind of weather very often. You
right,
know?
Right.
In fact, the following day, it was just clear like here. And I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, God, you know, I actually like the winter weather. But, and then there was not a lot of people there either, which is fine with me, but it was kind of empty.
Probably like an off season.
Yeah, because the season is either skiing season or the summer.
Right.
But
and right now we're like in between.
In between.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we are right now.
So even the lifts weren't working. I didn't go ski, but I was hoping to go up to the chalets or something, you know.
Right.
Go on a snowmobile or something, you know.
Right.
I was looking forward to that. Then I realized, you know, there's probably not enough snow here.
No, definitely not.
There was enough snow on the mountain, but not, you know, in the village and stuff. So I don't know where I'd go snowmobiling, but it didn't happen.
Right.
So, and, you know, so it's about 5-hour trip each way. And I just made the best of it, you know?
Oh, God, it's so long.
Yeah.
10 hours.
Yeah. I made the best of it, though, you know, and it was fine. You know, I looked forward to another day, but it didn't happen. So, but I'm glad to be breathing again.
Right.
It's important, you know?
It's always good to breathe.
Yeah, let me tell you. Man, it's so scary when you can't.
Mm-mm.
It's really scary when you have shortness of breath.
Sometimes when I drink, like, water or something too fast, I feel like I'm losing breath and I feel like I'm drowning. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
So that's probably what you felt like for like the 24 hours you were out there.
Yeah. And then me with my cigarettes and then weed and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you experience shortness of breath, but I never experienced anything like this.
Yeah.
Who would have known? You know, I never expected something like this.
Well, now you know. You can cross it off your bucket list of shit to do.
Right. So they talk about like high altitude tips here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's not much I could have done, really. Some people get it a lot worse, you know. They get like nausea and they can't sleep, headaches. But I had only shortness of breath. That was enough for me.
Right.
Yeah. But let me tell you, man, I took some video and pictures out there, and it's just like being in Switzerland or something. You know, it's really beautiful, all the trees. So, yeah, but then if you look for some action, there isn't any.
Yeah, there's no people, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, but it was funny because I was going down the elevator, and this girl was wearing a bikini top. I'm like, you're going to go out there like this into the jacuzzi? Because the jacuzzis are outside.
Yeah.
They're very hot, but...
But it's cold outside. Yeah.
I said, what are you going to do on the way? She says, I don't care. She says, I just learned how to snowboard. I'm so hot. I just want to, like, go. And the cold is the last thing on my mind. I said, okay. You know, so she did it. But my question is, I was going to do it too, you know. And then I thought, but when you get out, when you come out.
It's going to be, you could catch a cold.
You're going to freeze your ass, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's usually how it goes. When your body goes from extreme temperatures, you get sick.
Yeah.
You might not get sick right away, but like in a week, you'll be like on your deathbed.
No, but you'd also freeze, you know. I mean, your swimsuit, your trunks, whatever,
mm-hmm.
are so wet and it's cold outside.
Right. And then you have to run all the way to the entrance, right. Get up to your room.
Unless you got a towel and all that. But still, it was, I don't know, it seemed too much of a hassle for me.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So just the kids went and did it. I saw some kids there. Little kids with their parents.
Yeah.
That's about the only crazy people who will do it, you know?
Yep. And those are the only people that were probably there.
Yeah.
Did the hotel look like something from The Shining?
No, it looked great. It was really nice, yeah.
That's nice. At least you got like a nice one day.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks about it is a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, but, you know, look, I don't mind the drive. That's why I go driving and stuff. But part of it was beautiful with all the snow-capped mountains and everything. But there was a lot of desert, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I drove to Arizona. But what can you do? You know, California is surrounded by desert. What am I going to do? So in future trips, I'm going to probably fly and then do a road trip somewhere else. Because I want to check out Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
So I want to see that, but that's too far to drive from here, you know?
No, definitely not. That might take you like 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, God.
Wait, to where? Oh, to Portland?
Yeah.
Or to Oregon? Yeah, at least a couple times.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Yeah, people sometimes just wander in here, folks. We don't know what the hell they're doing. But
maybe he just wanted to see what this place was.
No, I think he's a guest for...
Is he plotting our death?
For a later show.
It's too early, sir. It's Monday. Come back on Wednesday. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. So, but at least one thing I learned now is that if I planned to go to Denver or to move there, that's one place I'm crossing out. Because that's pretty high there, too.
Oh, it's a mile, Denver's gone then.
A mile high.
Yeah.
So no Denver for me.
Oh, on to the next.
Now that I know.
Yep.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It's very boring.
Yeah, you didn't do much?
No, Saturday I met my, I have like a best guy friend out here and he has a daughter and I've never met her yet. So I met her for the first time on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I came home and I chilled by myself. And then Sunday my friend came over that I haven't seen in a while. And she's like, oh, I'll go take you food shopping if you cook me dinner. So I was like, okay. So we went to the store and I made like a 5-star meal. Like it's probably the best meal I've had in a very long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you cook? I mean, are you good at it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I made ribeye steak, but we put pesto sauce on top of it, but we didn't add peanuts.
Uh-huh.
We didn't add pine nuts to our pesto sauce. So it was only like basil, garlic, and olive oil. And we marinated it with the steak. And we put it on top of pasta with shrimp and then asparagus. It was incredible.
Where did you cook the steak on? Like on a pan?
Or like a frying pan.
A frying pan?
Yeah.
Not barbecue or anything.
No. No, I don't know how to grill.
There's nothing to know. If you have a grill, you just put the friggin' steak on there.
Oh, you mean like a barbecue stove grill.
No. Like a barbecue grill.
No, I don't have a grill.
Outdoors.
Yeah, no. Fuck that.
In your apartment.
That's like a man thing, I feel.
Yeah. It is, probably.
Every woman activist is like, no, it's not. I can fucking grill, too. Bitch, but you don't, though. You don't, though. Nobody, no woman I know barbecues. Well,
that's true, right?
Like, nobody. Like, you only see guys barbecuing.
That's so weird.
Like, that was my dad's only job. Like, when summer hit, we're like, Dad, it's your time now. You got 3 months. Grill it up. Other than that, it was like my mom cooked.
Yeah.
You know, regular shit.
Yeah.
So my mom's like dating someone new and he came to the house yesterday. My dad doesn't know yet.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like my dad would not be okay with the fact that there was another man in the house.
In the same house?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom still lives there?
Yeah, with my sister and Marcellus. Wow. So my sister met him. He's really nice, I guess, but...
Yeah. You don't bring him to your house.
I mean...
If your dad's still there.
No, he's not there. He left my mom.
Oh, he's not in the same house.
No, he has his own apartment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
He left.
That's why I asked you, do they live together?
Oh,
No. So she lives together with your sister.
Yeah, but... it's just them three, and my dad has his own apartment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's part of it, you know.
Well, that was your choice, Dad.
Yeah, he brought it on, right?
That's sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, that's how guys are, you know.
Yeah, like they don't want to be with you, but they don't want you to be with anybody else.
Because
I almost debated calling, telling him yesterday because he called me and he's like, Danielle. And I was like, what? Because like, I haven't talked to him in like weeks. You know, he never answers my calls. I was like, what's up? He goes, oh, I'm on the way to the cemetery because his mom passed away like a year ago. And he's like, I just left the house, and I almost blurted out, oh, that's weird, because mom's... And then I was like, oh. I go, what did you guys talk about today? He's like, nothing. Is there something I need to know? And I was like, no. Not at all. I'm not going to be the one to tell you. But no, he called me and was like, hey, do you want me to fly you home to Boston for your 30th birthday?
Oh.
And I was like, I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I was like, I think I might be filming.
Ah.
I was like, but I'll take you up on that offer for June.
Yeah.
I'll come home for a week in June.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I was like, I'll come home for Father's Day maybe. So we can do something on Father's
Day.
That's
a good idea.
You know?
There you go.
So we'll see. Tickets are really cheap right now. They're like $100.
Really?
Yeah, one way. So it'll be like $300 round trip.
That's
not that bad though.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But yeah.
Do you want to go for a visit?
Yeah, I miss my dog. Yeah. That's literally the only reason I want to go. Yeah. That and Gabby. Like, obviously, I miss Gabby all the time, but I'm like brutally missing my dog.
Yeah.
What
about any friends? Do you have any friends there that you miss?
I do. I have friends, but like friends that I like, I don't care if I don't see you for like 3 years.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, we talk all the time. We FaceTime. But everyone's life is like different now. It's not like when I was like 21 and it's like, oh my God, I miss partying with you. Like, even when I go home, I'm most likely just going to be chilling.
Right.
At my mom's crib, because everyone's like in relationships, has kids now, or works like really extensive hours. So it's like, I'm probably not going to be doing much. I thought about maybe going from like a Thursday to a Tuesday and not even going for a full week. But then it's like the flight is so long. It's like, why would I want to not go for a full week?
You might as well if you go,
Yeah,
know?
It's like a 7-hour flight. Fuck me.
7 hours? No, it's 5 hours.
No.
Maybe if you stop somewhere.
No, I never do stops because I have anxiety.
Come on, cross country is 5 hours.
No, it's not.
It's not 7 hours.
Nope, it's 7 hours. To get from Boston to Cali is 7. Maybe on the way back it's shorter, like 5.5.
It can be.
Yes, I'm
How
telling
long
you.
To fly from where?
Boston to California.
Boston to California, okay. To Cali.
To Cali.
Okay, hold on. All right, so let's see how long that says. And if it says...
do nonstop.
6 hours and 20 minutes.
I
you're
told
pretty close.
You, yeah. I told you it's so long.
You're pretty close.
It's like, and when you're sitting on the plane, you're like, I can't do this for a second longer.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go for just like 3 days. It's too long of a flight to just go for 3 days.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe the other way around is different, right?
Yeah, I think from Cali to Boston might be 5. I think it's like an hour shorter. But 5 is still pretty long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, 5 hours is 5 hours, mm-hmm. you know, but let's see. So they give me like, 4 hours and 58 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so we're both right. Mm-hmm. But how can it be another hour and a half coming back?
There's no wind tail.
Well, actually, it's not an hour and a half. It's more like less than an hour. It's just 5 hours and 40 minutes to fly there. So, and then it said about 6 something to come back.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, those are long flights. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yep. Very long.
Yeah. Oh, well, but it's worth it, right?
Well, yeah, when your family's involved, yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather drive 6 hours than fly 6 hours, man.
Me too, but driving across country is not 6 hours.
It's not practical.
No, it's not at all. I'd be gone for like 3 months because it'd take me like 2 weeks total to drive there and back.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see tickets from $211, $230, But you got it. You getting it for?
I was looking for June.
Yeah, June would be more expensive.
No, less expensive.
It can't be because it's closer to the summer.
If you get it now,
you sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're looking at, because this weekend coming up is Memorial Day. I mean, the following weekend. So that's probably why the tickets are so expensive. Last minute, they're going to be like $1,000.
Really?
To fly anywhere Memorial Day weekend, like to go to Vegas is probably super expensive, even from here.
Yeah, that's why I traveled when it's not season, but, you know, sometimes you want some people there. You know?
Right.
So it was fine, but it was, yeah. What's this noise?
My phone was ringing.
Oh, okay.
Well, vibrating.
So I wanted to bring this up. There's a big celebration in Israel this week. First of all, they're opening, or they just opened the American Embassy in Jerusalem, which is a big deal.
Mm.
Okay, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to go into politics, but and of course, a lot of people aren't happy. But my question is, what other country in the world has to ask anybody what city is going to be their capital? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In other words, the people that protested are saying, oh, Jerusalem is not an official city of Israel. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? We've been there for 4,000 years, you know? And there's who else does it belong to rather than to the Jewish people? Who? I mean, nobody's been there as long. Nobody. It's like the home for the Jews. So if they're saying we'd like to have the American embassy and all embassies in our capital, like here, we want them in D.C., they put them in D.C.
Right,
you know? And but only in Israel people can say, oh, no, you can't do this over there. You can do this over here. Because it's a whole different set of rules for Israel, you know? And that's why I'm so irritated. But everybody celebrates there. One soccer team changed its name to Trump in Israel.
On purpose?
Yeah, in recognition, you know? So there you go. As far as that goes, Trump is
such
just
an ugly name.
By the Israelis, you know?
Trump. Sounds like slumped.
So, oh, and so then, so that's one thing, and Ivanka is there today and all that stuff, and it seems pretty cool. I'm happy for it. But because America is really the closest friend that Israel has ever had,
right,
or will ever have.
So probably. You said they opened an American embassy?
American embassy. They just moved it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Embassy, like, so when you're in another country and some shit goes down, you need to make your way to the American embassy, right?
Right. Okay. Right. That's like a representation of that country in another country.
Gotcha.
So it's like...
like Americans will be working there.
Yeah. So if you go in there, the hosting country cannot get to you.
Right. Yeah. They can't touch you.
Right.
Yeah, because in every movie, like any American right. who's in another country, they're like, you need to make it to the fucking American embassy. And then it's like all action-packed until they can finally get there. That's the only thing I know about the American.
That's when they get protection, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's where all the diplomacy takes place, you know. It's very important. I mean, it obviously represents the relationships with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And no American president has had the balls to do this yet. So, what can you say? You know, like or hate him, he's done something that he promised that he would do. And he did it. He doesn't give a shit what anybody says.
Right.
Maybe that's the way to run a country. I don't know. So I want to tell you about a big celebration happened over the weekend. There's a song contest. Did I tell you about it? There's a song contest in Europe. It's called Eurovision. And it's been going on for like 40, 50 years. What they do is every year they invite like about 20 countries from
right.
Europe. And they each submit a song. And then they do this song contest, the competition.
Okay.
So this year there were like 25 countries, so 25 songs to choose from. This time, Israel was sending someone that won in their, not Stars Born, but like American Idol type
yeah,
of thing, like
right.
The Voice.
Yeah.
She won that one.
Okay.
And so she went on and was selected to represent Israel, right?
Right.
Now, this chick is not only does she look kind of weird, she also sounds weird.
Okay, that's mean.
Okay? No, she doesn't sound weird. She sounds fine, but the song, you tell me what you think of the song. Now, so my point is, Israel won. on Saturday.
But the song sucks.
The first place out of 25 countries, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Did you listen to all 25 songs, though?
No, I didn't listen to any of them.
Rest of them were just as bad.
I don't know, but let's just listen to a part of this one. You tell me, because
okay, well,
I think it's because I'm a different generation.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll tell you for sure.
And it's in English, too. It's called Toy.
Ouch. La. Ouch. La. Ouch.
No.
Wait, give it a chance.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise. I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, pum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. Running away, the Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My mama says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid, just like you're smart. So. Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget? You're divine, and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, knock, buck, 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 buck,
not your toy, stupid boy, whatever. Tell me something. Is this something you would listen to?
No.
No, right?
No. I mean, she doesn't have an ugly voice.
No, no.
She almost sounds like Daya.
Though, right? It's different kind of music. And she says, when she won, she says, you know, this show's about that people do welcome different and diversity and things like that, you know?
She had a possibility to have like a catchy song if it didn't have that intro.
Yeah,
because she sounded like a bird or a duck,
right? And usually she does that with a little instrument. I don't know what they call that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where she plays it, you know, like like scratching records or something.
Yeah. Oh, like the what DJ shit, it? Like the scratch boards,
something like that. Yeah. No, but she makes sounds with it. That's what I've seen, but
she it's that weird. Was annoying. And then when she hit the chorus, it was a wrap for me. Like she didn't. Figure out how to make that chorus sound.
Like the toy and the like stupid
the,
boy.
Yeah, like the verses sounded okay, but then she started singing that terrible chorus, and it was just done for me at that point. But that makes me think that every other song must have been really bad.
I don't know. So let's check
Pull out. Up one more, and we'll compare.
This is the runner-up. I never heard it before. This is from Cyprus. Okay, but let's listen to this, because I never heard of this one before.
Yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they align. A little look, a little touch.
See, this is dope to me. Who is it?
I'll take this
one. What country is this?
Cyprus.
What the fuck is Cyprus?
Eleni Forera. I was looking
for some high. Yeah, this is dope. I download this song.
Right?
She has a pretty voice. The beat is dope.
Yeah, and she's pretty. Pretty. I would have given this song.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God, the other song is trash compared to that.
So I don't understand.
She was hooking up with someone on the panel.
Yeah. There's no panel. I mean, these are like
judges. Who voted?
From different countries.
Who voted?
Judges, and also I think listeners too. I don't know, man, but yeah.
Yeah, that song was good. That one was good.
But, you know, maybe people like different, you know? I don't know.
Maybe that's what they were going for this year, but I would definitely pick the runner-up over that first song, that's for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Let's hear Sweden, because Sweden sent us some winners.
Let's hear U.S.
No, there is no U.S. It's
only
Europe.
European.
Yeah.
That's fucking annoying.
Let's see. This is Sweden. The reason I'm looking at Sweden, because they brought us a few winners over the years, like the group ABBA. I see that look in your eyes, but this is a young guy.
Is this a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Feels like I'm stuck here in time while I've been trying to forget ya. I like this song too.
Yeah?
Just wanna dance you up. So don't you dare wait up. Ooh, what's the name of the song?
Dance You Off, Benjamin Ingrosso. Yeah. Apparently they wanted to go for something else. I don't know.
I like that song.
I don't know what they were going for.
Dance You Off, you said?
Dance You Off. His name is Benjamin.
Oh, they're not even on Apple Music. That's crazy.
Well, it's new, maybe. That's why. But it's
oh, no, he is. Yeah. I just downloaded it because I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. It was catchy.
Yeah, that's the point with this competition. It's always catchy songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not it's always been criticized as not really artistic music, but
well,
everybody
more
does a catchy song because they want to win. But that makes sense.
But what's popular in Europe is EDM music.
Yeah.
It's like stuff with that kind of like electronic type of background. So that's why all of it is, they say it's not artistic. It's just because everyone listens to EDM in Europe.
Right.
So that's why, bitches.
Well, that's now. But I'm talking about way back when, too, they would still say the same things.
Oh, really?
All the songs are really simple. They're really not complicated, not talented, all that
There's
stuff.
There's 25 right? countries in Europe.
Yeah.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Isn't Europe a country, though? Or is Europe a continent?
Europe is a continent.
Okay.
Don't ever ask those questions, you know? If you're not sure, just don't ask.
That's why I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah, because people will not let you live it down. You know, with you, it should be when in doubt, shut up.
I'm just questions. Kidding, folks. Just want to make sure Sam is on his toes this
don't
morning.
Ask questions. Europe is a country.
So England, London, those are all countries.
London is the capital of England. You better shut up.
I
on
know.
Your head.
Fuck, man.
Okay, don't.
So England's a country, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
London
let's hear England song.
England song.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we can.
Because that's like a popular vacation spot, right? People like always want to go to England.
Yeah, not only that, but they have good music. You know, they send us a lot of.
Like,
music.
I've never heard of Cyprus before, ever in my
Cyprus
life.
Cyprus is a small island. Yeah, but you should get that song too, huh?
Wait, Cyprus was the shitty toy one?
No. Cyprus, the lady with the slower song.
Oh,
the second one.
Runner-up, that was, what city was that? Oh, Cyprus.
That was Cyprus.
What was the name
that
of that song?
That was a country. Stop with the cities and countries.
I know.
You're not getting it right.
What was the name of that song?
Okay, so I don't remember, but let's, I'll tell you in a moment, but
okay.
let's just look for Britain's song.
Okay.
Okay, British. Hold on, we need to take out this. Okay, British song. Okay, for 2018, let's see what that one is. Suri performs Storm.
Hey brother,
nope.
Do you remember when we were kids with
Wait,
no
see
food?
I would like this.
Oh god.
Hey sister,
her voice is terrible. She shouldn't be singing.
You think?
Yeah.
No, this is too...
Oh, no. Oh, please stop it. Wow, I'm really disappointed. I thought they would really, you know, have some...
Yeah.
Because they're such like a popular city. Like, I thought they would come with the heat, but apparently not.
No, everybody tries something else. I mean, that the Israeli song is nothing I would ever think they would send, but they did, so...
Yeah, that song was not good.
And often people vote for that, so it's not like... You know, they let the audience vote as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like you would say a couple of stupid judges or something, you know. But I think people look beyond the thing. Look, the Israeli one is not like your ideal hot singer, you
mm-hmm.
know? She's overweight, she's not that pretty, and it's a weird song.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of overweight people that are so talented.
No, absolutely. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she doesn't look like the typical...
Israeli woman.
No, not Israeli, but in any country, when you think of attractive women singing songs, they're usually thin, blonde, you know, all that kind of stuff. Whatever.
Fuck blonde hair.
Okay, not blonde, but young and pretty.
Yeah.
I think it's part of... the recipe for success, you gotta be attractive.
Unfortunately, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what she proved, though, the winner, is that it doesn't have to be like
that. Yeah, maybe that's why she won.
Maybe, that's what I'm saying. I think there's reasons other than the music.
Yeah, because her song wasn't as good as that runner-up, whatever that song
was. And do you remember that, what's her name, Susan something that was on, what was it? the Stars Born thing, but in England, you know, like American Idol, but the English version of it. The X Factor is what they call it, right?
Oh yeah,
they tried
yeah.
X Factor here too.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so there was this woman that was older and everything, and she came on the stage. Everybody's like, "What's she doing here?" And then she opened her mouth, and everybody fell in love with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, what's her name? Susan what? You know?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't.
Boyle.
Really...
Susan Boyle.
Oh, it sounds familiar, but I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember her. Maybe if I heard her sing, but I can't remember her face.
I know. I don't remember her singing, but let's see. Let's.
That's kind of like what happened with Jennifer Hudson.
I'm sorry, it's Britain's Got Talent.
All right, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of...
She looks like a grandmother. Okay, let's put it that way.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47.
He's like
people
looking.
Are laughing. That's so rude.
It's just one side of me.
Let's put the song on. Let's see.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's blown away. You should just open
the
door.
She has like a theater voice.
Yeah, like opera.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never actually heard her sing.
Can you imagine being 47 with that type of voice and you never did anything with it?
She looks 77, I'm telling you.
Oh.
She really does. Look at that picture, you know. Look up Susan Boyle and you tell me.
Boyle or Doyle?
No, Boyle. B-O-Y-L-E.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. I mean, look, we're being brutally honest here. Not everybody's attractive. I'm not saying she's bad. But, you know. She looks different, and that's why everybody was blown away.
She doesn't look 77, but she does look like in her late 60s.
Okay, gee, that's pretty close.
No, maybe like late 49. 50s.
She doesn't look 49. And anyway, the picture I was looking, she was that.
How come a lot of people in Europe have fucked up teeth? Do they not believe in like dental hygiene out there? I just don't understand it.
Yeah, is that like a fact? Did you scientifically?
No, it's like a fact that really? Like 70% of people have fucked up teeth.
Where and do
like,
you get those numbers? Come on,
I'm not kidding. 70%. I'm gonna Google it right now.
But you know that many countries are like that, not just there, but in Europe, some countries there are. I don't know. Maybe they don't have the dental hygiene that we do.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't care about how they look. Maybe a lot of people in this country do too. It's just that LA is different. You know, LA.
No, there's a lot of people out here that have.
Everybody tries to look beautiful in LA, you know? So people pay attention to their teeth.
So I have a question. When someone has fucked up teeth, right?
Right.
Because you know that teeth are like the gateway to your health. Like if you have bad teeth, you're probably going to have bad health. Have
that
you ever
makes
heard of
sense.
That?
No.
Yeah, like when you go to the doctor's office, they tell you to regularly get your teeth checked at least every 6 months. Like if you have bad gums or something, or you've like your family has history of gum disease, you're supposed to be going every 6 months.
Yeah,
but you can go once a year for like that 1 year checkup and the X-rays and stuff.
The cleaning, yeah.
Yeah, but doctors will tell you you need to get your teeth checked.
Right.
Because if you have fucked up teeth, you could get like really bad health problems. Like it could bring on so much different stuff. So I always wonder if someone has like. Rotten, disgusting teeth, right? And they're like, ugh, like their mouth.
But how many people do you know like that? You know,
I mean, I don't know anyone with bad teeth because I'd be like, your teeth are bad. Get them fucking fixed. I'm not dealing with it. But
no, but it's also because most people are not like that. You know, you're talking maybe about some homeless guy that.
I would say like one out of 20 people have bad teeth.
Yeah.
Like regular people. Yeah. So like just say for one do
okay,
we
so 1 out of 20 that's 5%, not the 70%.
No, this I'm just saying in America. I'm not talking about Britain right now. I'm just talking about in general. But like say for instance I went to this place called the 99, it's a restaurant. I don't think you guys have that out here, do you?
No.
And I was grabbing drinks at the bar and there was a guy sitting at the bar and he had like 4 beer cups in front of him. I mean, he obviously is a drinker. His teeth were so fucking bad, Sam. I looked at the person I was with and I go, how does your teeth get that fucking bad? But my question is, say you go to the dentist and you saw them off and you get veneers.
Right.
You still have health problems from your teeth, right?
No,
because your gums are fucked?
Well, no. You don't know that the gums are fucked because the teeth are. I mean, it's likely that they both will be.
Right.
But you can have healthy teeth and bad gums.
Yeah, that's true. Because some people that have really nice teeth have gum disease.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you floss every day, it won't happen. People I floss
can,
every day.
Me too. Can you believe that some people don't floss?
No. I mean, look, all the food remains that you get out of there. Just imagine if it stays there.
Yeah. I filmed the show Love Games with this girl, Amy. She was like this white girl, tall, blonde hair. And she never in her life has flossed her teeth.
Wow.
And I asked her, I go,
does it sting? Does her mouth smell?
I never got close enough to her. I was literally, I used to tell her all the time, I go, I'm appalled at the fact that you don't floss your teeth. But like, if you go out and you have like a steak at Mastro's, you're just going to go home and not
die there. Yeah?
Oh, God. It literally gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. See, some people don't think about that. But to me, it's also very important.
Mm-hmm.
A trip, no trip, tired, not tired, I have to floss.
You know what I just discovered this past weekend? Tonsil stones.
Tonsil stones?
Have you ever gotten one?
No.
Okay, do you still have your tonsils?
I think they took them out when I was a kid.
Okay, so you wouldn't get them. But for people that still have their tonsils, like, so for instance, for the past like 3 weeks, I've had like, it's not like my throat has been sore. But it almost felt like the left side of my throat was uncomfortable. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So finally on Friday, I opened my mouth. I check my mouth regularly, but I opened my mouth and it looked like two huge balls on my tonsils. So I started freaking out, but my sister's a nurse. So I zoomed in. I took a picture. I sent it to her. She goes, oh, you have tonsil stones.
Really?
And I go, what the fuck is tonsil stones?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I start Googling it. There's like no cure for it, nothing. But it's like basically, so if you get sick, it could be anything. If you have bad hygiene, like say you have bad breath, you don't brush your teeth or you don't floss, it's bacteria buildup that your tonsils caught.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had two huge balls. So I read online that you either wait for them to go away because you cough them up. They come out like food.
Right.
Or you can pop them out. So obviously, I'm like, when I have a scab, I pick it. I was like, I'm getting a toothpick and I'm going to pop them out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I projectile vomited like 3 times doing
it. Sure.
So they came out and I was like playing with them because I'm a freak. And they're like squishy. They look like, they feel like squishy balls that you can like squish in your hand.
Wow. Yeah. That takes balls to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yep. But now they're gone. And now my throat hasn't hurt since I took them out.
Wow. So you saved yourself a doctor's visit.
Yeah. I mean, if they get really bad and you put them in there, you have to get surgery.
Really?
Yeah. You can laser them. You have to laser them off.
Wow.
Yeah. But usually they go away on their own, but it's just bacteria buildup. So those white balls, what I was squishing was just full blown bacteria.
Wow.
So disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it get there? I mean, obviously you say you floss and everything, so why would you have bacteria?
When you're getting sick, it can happen when you're getting sick. Okay. Yeah. But I felt like there's been like a couple of days where I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
But did I tell you that we just put the AC on like 2 weeks ago? No. We started using it again. Ever since then, I've been like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll feel like congested and like I have like snot in my nose, but then I'll feel fine during the day. So I'm wondering if that's what caused
it. Is it heater or air conditioning?
Air conditioning, but we haven't had it on at all.
Right.
And then we'll shut it off at night. So like, it's like during the day, our apartment's freezing. Then at night I wake up sweating.
Right.
So I think it was like the different temperatures that fucked me up. But
yeah, you probably need cool air to sleep.
I need a humidifier. That's what I need for my room.
Yeah.
I love those things. I think they're such a cool invention.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I never used it. I don't know what's
it. You just put water in it and you put it on before you go to bed and it brings out like clean air.
Really?
Like it's like almost like a steam.
Right.
You put it like by your nightstand. So when you're sleeping, it's like going right up to your nose.
Right. But how does it help? Does it open up things? Really?
Mm-hmm. Opens up your eyes. It's actually life changing.
Oh.
I had one back home.
Maybe that'll help me with my sleep apnea.
Yeah, you should try it. They're like literally $25 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not bad at all.
Yeah. No, it's not the money. I'd spend $1,000 if I could.
Yeah, not on something that you don't know will work for you, though.
Yeah.
Maybe after you know it works, then you get the expensive one. Try the $25 one first, and then you can decide if $1,000 is worth it. I think they're life-changing. I still wouldn't spend like $1,000 on it.
No, I'm just saying that in order to fix what's wrong with me,
you need to have surgery. The end.
I'm not getting this fucking surgery.
Yeah, okay, so then you're not going to fix yourself.
We'll see.
You're going to be like this literally to your dying breath.
Oh, well, it's only about 25.
That's a long-ass time.
It is the longest time because when I think 25 years, it's actually a little less than half my life. Mm-hmm. So it's not a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many more years does think a person
about it? Need? 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when a decade passes, it's like, whoa, 10 years just flew by.
Yeah.
You know?
Not anymore, though.
Yeah.
As you get older, it doesn't seem like that.
No.
Anymore.
When 10 years pass by, you're like, oh my God. 10 years. What happened? Yeah. So Gabby's son has strep throat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Because he's been shitting on himself.
What?
Yeah, he's been shitting on himself. Like, his diarrhea is so bad that he's been shitting on himself. Like, he can't hold it in.
Oh, my
God. So she was like, something's wrong. I'm taking him to the doctors. I think he might have strep. Because when you're a kid and you get strep, you get explosive diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah, like explosive diarrhea.
Oh, my God. See, that's one of the reasons you don't want to be a parent. Yeah. Is dealing with that
she
shit.
She said, like, she was on FaceTime with me. She goes, all I smell is diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh, how disgusting. Ah. Smell of shit.
I don't think I've ever had strep, knock on wood, but I don't think I've ever had it. So when I went to like the casting for this show, we had to meet with the doctor and he gave us the whole STD talk. Because like if you make it to a certain point, like you're going to be in a house with men and women. So they're like basically saying you can do what you want on this show, but like we're not responsible if you get an STD.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they
don't require everybody to get tested or something?
No, like even if we do, they are not responsible for telling anybody else. Like say someone had gonorrhea, they're not going to be like, "Hey cast members, blah 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 has gonorrhea."
Right, right.
Cuz it's medical records, you can't, those are sealed.
Yeah.
They're confidential. So basically they're saying, "Hey, if you hook up with anyone, right, and you get anything, that's on you, bud."
That makes sense though, yeah. You know?
Yep.
What do they need that trouble for?
But there's like so many diseases I've like, they like get talked about Ebola. I'm like, why is Ebola on this fucking list? I'm so confused. Zika.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, am I going to be getting Zika while I'm filming? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the official call though, so I'm getting a little nervous.
Really? How long has it been?
Well, they start, it's supposed to be Thursday through Sunday. Oh, mind you, Thursday I can still come to work. Uh-huh. Because I check-in time at the hotel is until in the afternoon, so I can still come to work.
Okay.
But Friday, I wouldn't be here if they cast me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I told you this last week. You have a terrible memory.
I do.
Yeah, very I was like, I told you I wasn't going to be Thursday and Friday, but now it's just going to be Friday if I get picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I absolutely have no recollection.
Yeah, we had like a full-blown conversation about it, and then you printed out my paperwork for it. You don't remember anything?
No, I remember that, but I don't remember the not being here next week.
That's no, this week.
Oh, this week.
This week. Yeah. This week.
Well, last week it would have been next
week. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
Wow. So I don't know. I would think that I would hear something today. If not, I'm going to fucking freak out.
Yeah.
I'll be like shocked. I'll be shocked.
Really?
Yeah, because they put us in a room with like the other people and I was like.
Yeah.
But I'm like that at every casting, so I don't know.
What does that mean, though? You feel you can beat them all or what?
Yeah.
Beat them up or beat
no,
them?
No, I don't want to beat up anybody.
Right,
no.
But beat them at the game.
Yeah, like no one was really attractive.
Oh, that's what you're looking for.
I feel like that has to do a lot with casting.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want him to be attractive.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, then does that mean I'm not attractive? Because
no,
what the fuck?
No, I didn't even cross my mind.
Like there was
you're
no
the one that said
there was no good looking guys in the room. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I guess it depends what kind of show it is, right?
But right.
It's almost for every show they look for like eye candy and stuff.
Yeah, some. I feel like some they look for eye candy and then others it's like their personality is so good but they're not good looking that they just go for the personality.
Right.
Like this person's going to be a shit starter, let's cast them.
Right. I wonder if they do that for a whole show though.
Yeah, I feel like I should do casting.
Yeah?
I'd be so good at picking people. I'd be like, no, get out.
Yeah.
Like I'd just be honest, don't try out again either.
Right. No, when you've been around it, then you know.
Yeah, but there's so many people that try out for reality TV, and I just don't get why they're at an audition because their personality is just so bland.
Right, and they don't know that. I mean, I've had people come here for interviews to be on the radio, and they're so, like, quiet.
And I'm like, do you know what you're signing up for?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what you're trying to do?
Right. Do you really think you're going to beat somebody who comes here and they're all like full of talent and energy and stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Where do you fucking live? but people don't understand. It's amazing how stupid some people are. Right? That's what it comes down to.
Literally.
Yeah, like think about it.
I think they want to say that they're doing it just to say that they're doing it, but they don't actually know what it is or that they can actually do it. Like there's like when we did, like when I did the Big Brother casting and we all got in the group, there were some people in the group that were like trying out and I was like, someone had to have told him that he's not even right for this audition. Like if you can't get through an audition, you're not going to be right for this show. Because if you're not blowing me away during an audition, you're definitely not blowing away the casting producer. Yeah. I should be a casting producer. I really should. I try, but like they were like, nah, you're too good of a talent. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I can pick good talent too. I should start my own casting company.
Yeah.
Called the Devil's Rejects or something.
Devil's Rejects.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's fucked.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like it's one of those like scary movies where it's just so gory you can barely get through it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like eyeballs coming out of the socket.
Yeah, I don't like movies like that.
Did you see Texas Chainsaw Massacre at
least? No, never have.
Never?
No.
Have you seen any scary movies?
I have, yeah.
Like what? Like Halloween, like 1970?
Never saw Halloween, actually.
Do you even know who the character is in that? Do you know who Michael Myers is?
Of course, okay. Yeah.
At least you know what it's about.
I do.
Okay.
I just never saw it. Never attracted me.
No.
The same with Nightmare on Elm Street. Never wanted to see that.
And then there's, what's the other one? The other one is, the guy with the hockey mask. Who is that? What's that called again?
Isn't that Halloween?
No.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. Halloween is Michael Myers.
Right.
He has a white face.
Right.
And he carries like that knife.
Oh, I thought it's the same guy.
No, but the other one has like an actual hockey mask on. Yeah, right. That's Friday the 13th. I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah.
And then Freddy Krueger is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
They're coming out with a new one. It actually looks really good.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a black lead, so I'm hyped up about it.
You see, I don't know. These films don't do it for me, man. They don't scare me.
Well, now there's just like a little...
scary is like psychological shit. You know?
What do you mean, like psychological? Like you want like actual ghosts?
No. Like, for example, like when you had a serial killer, like Hannibal Lecter, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, that movie was like okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of scary when you saw the guy fucking skinning the girls and stuff. But that, mainly it was psychological. It was between him and
Clarice.
Judy Foster. Yeah. Clarice.
Yeah. Such a classic.
I know. How can you forget that, right?
Yeah. He had like a weird infatuation with her. And then they did Silence of the Lambs 2, right? Where he was helping her try to solve the case.
Yeah,
Hannibal. But then he escapes at the end.
That I don't know. I never saw that one.
Oh, shit.
Called Hannibal.
And then the other spinoff of Hannibal was Red Letter. Red Dragon? It's on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. When the guy had the Red Dragon tattooed on his back.
Yeah, and he was obsessed with the chick that was blind. Yeah. She couldn't see him.
Oh, really?
Remember that?
No, I didn't see the movie. I just know.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No, not that one.
That movie was fucked up, too.
Yeah, so a lot of fucked up scary movies. I don't know where people's minds go, but it's amazing to me. You know?
Yeah, and to write a movie like that. Like, what happened to you in your life?
And and the focus on making everything so gory and real and
like
bloody.
So bad, but it's not just like a quick death. Like these movies are like very painful, bad deaths. Right. Terrible.
Maybe that's why I don't want to watch it.
Yeah,
there's nothing in it for me.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, and then finally, they're saying more than two dozen people were killed after leaving on their keyless cars. In other words.
Keyloid?
Like keyless, you know, like for example, my car, I don't need a key to start it. It's just a button.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you have the fob in the air.
Right.
Okay. So they're saying that sometimes people end up leaving their cars on. And you know what? It happens to me all the fucking time. Well, I forget to press the button. I leave the car.
Your car doesn't automatically shut
running.
Off?
No.
Hmm.
And it's still running.
See, my sister has a Jeep.
Uh-huh.
And hers is keyless. Like, she doesn't have to put her key in. But hers shut off if it's not active after, like, 10 minutes.
Well, 10 minutes, yeah. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you can...
Oh, but somebody can just hop in your whip and drive away.
No, but they're saying because of carbon monoxide, you know, so maybe they're talking about people parking it in their garage.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, you have to be in a closed space for that to even be effective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a closed space, but... Because, I mean, it happened to me a couple times, and the car just fucking going. But for mine, I realized what happens. I try to lock the car, and it wouldn't lock. I'm like, what the fuck happened? So I'm going back in the car. See, it's still running.
That's why.
Because it was on a noisy street. Mm. I couldn't hear it running.
Right.
So that's why they're talking about it. But now they're saying, you know, you got to have some kind of beeping or something.
Right.
When you leave the car, you know.
All this new technology. And it still needs to be more advanced.
People don't think about it, I guess, when they design the cars.
Mm-hmm.
That you might walk out and think that you locked the car.
Right. And it's still open.
Still fucking running.
And somebody can just hop in and be like, well, bye.
But they can't because they have the... to have the fob in order to
drive. Oh, because it makes that beeping noise, right? When the fob's not in the car.
No, it will just probably stop working. I don't know.
No, it makes a beeping noise. Like, so for instance, if I'm sitting in the car and the car is on, but Gabby needs the house keys,
right.
She'll run inside with the house keys, but the car starts making the most hideous beeping noise,
letting
you know that your key is not in the whip.
Yeah. Because,
like, some people probably go to the store and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they might leave it in the store, so your car is reminding you, like, you don't have your key fob or fob, whatever you call it.
Fob, yeah.
So, yeah, some cars beep.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Even though you thought we'd have a replay, we actually had a live show, and we appreciate you always tuning in. We forgot to talk about Mother's Day, maybe tomorrow.
All right.
Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.